jumps out of the plane. Scientist says, I'm probably the smartest man in the world. I'm sure you're all very nice people, but I need to go. Reaches over, grabs a bag, jumps out of the plane. And then the grandfather says to the Boy Scout, he says, look, I've lived my life. He said, you take the last parachute. And then the Boy Scout, have you guys heard this story before?
Okay.
So then the Boy Scout grabs the grandfather and he says, don't worry, we're both going to be fine. The smartest man in the world just grabbed my backpack and jumped out of the plane. No water. So that's a lighthearted way to introduce a very serious point, is that we need to be very careful what we grab onto for safety in difficult times. And as Dr. Ost noted in his email last night, there's starting to be very difficult times. So when difficult times have come in your life, what have you held on to for safety? Financial, health issues, difficult family issues, even through things like splits in the church. Are there any Bible stories or Bible verses that you hold on to help keep you safe, to help you endure? To borrow a phrase from Hebrews 6, what are the anchors to your soul, which is the title of my message today? What is the purpose of an anchor? So one definition is that an anchor prevents whatever it's anchoring from drifting in the midst of storms or currents or wind. And figuratively for us, an anchor is something that holds us in the right place, keeps us emotionally and spiritually secure during a difficult time. And today I'd like to talk about two what I consider to be indispensable anchors that help ensure when the currents, the storms of life come along, that we don't get blown off track from God's way of life. So anchor number one, two anchors. Anchor number one is preparation. So one of the most basic ways to endure through difficulty is to realize that they can happen. Difficult things can happen even to God's people and even to people that we care about. And let's look at this. We see this in Psalm 73, verse 2, if you'd like to turn there. Psalm 73, verse 2. And this is a psalm of Asaph, and he says this. He says, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, and my steps had nearly slipped. So we see Asaph on the verge of breaking away from God's way of life. He's about to walk away from God. And why do you think that was? He says he became envious. He was looking at the wicked, the proud, the oppressors, people who spoke against God. And he's going through very difficult trials. He's trying to cleanse his heart. He's trying to keep God's way. And he sees these people basically carefree. He says that even the death of the wicked was easier than the death of the righteous. Death wasn't catching these people. And he wasn't prepared for that. It didn't meet his expectations about how he thought the world and God worked. And then in verse 16, in Psalm 73, verse 16, as he tries to make sense of all of this, he says, when I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. And have you ever thought that way? Like, we see people in the world, evil people, people who sort of wipe their feet on God, their life is really easy, and people in the church struggle. And as we read this, we can feel this anguish that Asaph has over this. He's trying to obey, he's trying to be faithful, and he doesn't understand. Why is he suffering, and why the wicked aren't? But there's a crucial word in verse 2, and that word was almost. So he said, my feet had almost stumbled. So what changed for Asaph? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to read it yourself. But I will summarize. And we can summarize by saying this. Asaph studies, he meditates, he prays, and then he changes his focus from, as you read the psalm, from what's happening to me and my people right now to what is the entirety of God's plan. Which is one of the most important things about the Holy Days, is it paints this picture for us of these are the steps that are God's plan. He accepts the fact that the Bible makes clear that difficult things can happen to God's people. And he says another very human, very beautiful thing in verse 26, if you'd like to look at that. In Psalm 73, verse 26, he says, my flesh and my heart fail. So being prepared for the fact that difficult things can happen doesn't make them not difficult. Doctor says, this shot's going to hurt, and that doesn't make it not hurt. But let's finish verse 26. Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So one of the anchors for Asaph is remembering that there is a forever, that there is a peaceful, joyful for him and for us forever to look forward to. Also notice that when we read stories like Asaph and Joseph and Job, in the course of about an hour or 2 hours, we know how the story ends. But they don't. They live this moment by moment, experience by experience, just like we do. So this tells us there's another thing we need to be prepared for, which is that we won't always understand right away why we're going through trials. Job didn't understand right away about his trials. But we know, if we remember from James, James said, we've seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. So God had a purpose, a merciful, compassionate purpose in mind for Job. He has a merciful, compassionate end in mind for us. Point number one, preparation is one of the strongest anchors to our soul that we can have. Anchor number two is to love anyway. And if you would take a look at Matthew 24, we're just going to read one verse there. In Matthew 24, we know this, Jesus talks about he talks about false Christianity. He talks about wars, famine, disease, earthquakes, very, very difficult times for everybody in the world. And next he describes very difficult times for his church. He talks about those in the church being persecuted, being hated, some of them being killed. He talks about many being offended. He talks about people betraying one another, and then talks about more religious confusion. So ask yourself, if these things were happening to us right now, which one of these could blow us off course? So I ask myself this, would I allow any of these storms and currents to pull me away, to push me away from God's way of life? And we know that Jesus said this would happen to some, and we see that in Matthew 24, verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And the word for love is agape or agape. I don't know how to say it in Southern, which we know is godly love. And that tells us this is talking about us. This is talking about those in the church. Christ said, because God's law and way are being persecuted, are being stomped on, that the love of many would grow cold. And if something passes from hot to cold, it passes through lukewarm, which we all know is something that we need to be careful about. One of the greatest risks of living in an ungodly age is love growing in the wrong direction. One of our greatest tasks, then, is to be renewed day by day. Not to lose heart, not to let godly love grow cold. Our task is to love anyway. If there are wars, persecution, betrayals, even if the violation of God's law is all around us and towards us, we are supposed to love anyway. Jesus said, behold, I have told you beforehand. And he told us this so we could be prepared to love anyway. He told us so we can be anchored to godly love and not drift or stumble or fall away. For a final scripture, if you would, if you'd like to, let's look at Acts 27. This, we probably know the story. Paul's on a ship. The ship's encountering massive difficulties. They haven't seen stars or sun for many days. The ship is being just battered by a massive storm. And you can put yourself in that situation and think about how you would feel. I don't know about you, I've not ever not seen sun or stars for many days. We know how the passengers felt because it says all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. And giving up all hope of being saved is not a good place to be. But then, as we know, Paul says, don't worry. God sent a messenger to me. We're not going to lose our lives, but we are going to run aground on an island. And we see in Acts 27, verse 29, what they did before they got to the island. Acts 27, verse 29, it says, fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. They dropped anchors and they prayed for day to come. And in many ways, this world is like a ship or a plane that is about to crash into the rocks. And in these difficult times, we need to be very careful what we grab onto for safety. Enduring to the end requires that we have unmovable spiritual anchors. We can anchor ourselves to God's truth, to His way of life, to each other. We can learn from Asaph that one of the keys is to focus forward on the beauty and the purpose of God's plan for the end that He has designed for each one of us. So as we increasingly see chaos, suffering, lawlessness in this world, let's keep ourselves safe and let's be a source of safety for others by holding fast to the right anchors. And let us pray together for the day of Christ's return to come.